Good morning. Thanks for listening to Been Around Philly, our show about Philadelphia. I am Kristen Herman.
And it's Marilyn Russell.
Today on the show, I'm speaking with Erica Kaplan, a senior matchmaker at 3-Day Rule, a new matchmaking service in Philadelphia. They're all over the country. Just came to Philly. We'll tell you about it.
Looking forward to that segment. Maybe they can help me. I sit down with Corey Krajak, the fabulous general manager of Chad's Ford Winery. The Friday Night Music Series is back this summer. There's one in June, July, and August. And if you haven't tried their 2015 Dry Rosé, mwah! It is spectacular.
Finally, I sit down with Valerie Johnson. She's the Assistant Director of Development at Valley Youth House. They do amazing things for the city of Philadelphia, and they're back with their Couches Don't Count campaign. We will tell you all about it.
All about helping the kids in our community. It's a great show. Thanks for checking out Been Around Philly.
WBENFM Philadelphia.
95.7 Ben FM presents Been Around Philly. Fun conversation highlighting events, experiences, and trends happening in Philadelphia. 95.7 Ben FM.
Good morning. Thanks so much for joining us for Been Around Philly. I'm Kristen, middays on Ben FM. And so our show, Been Around Philly, is about all things fun going on in the city of Philadelphia. This is something that launched in Philly in early May. It's called 3-Day Rule. It's a modern take on matchmaking, handpicked matches, zero work, expert advice. And I've got senior matchmaker Erica Kaplan here. Good morning.
Good morning, Kristen. How are you?
Very good and very curious about this. I've only really heard about online dating websites, but you and 3-Day Rule seem to go more one-on-one with your clients and take it to a more personal level.
Yeah, so everything's really custom and curated and high touch. The nice thing is matchmaking isn't something that you need to do instead of online dating. It's just something in addition to online dating. We always tell our clients, like when they start working with us, you don't need to go offline because all you need is one, right? But we are a really great way to streamline the process. And I think everyone really appreciates some vetted matches, right? And someone to kind of vouch for the people that they're meeting.
So you guys just came to Philly, but you've been around in other cities. What other cities can you find 3-Day Rule?
So we actually started out in LA almost about 6 years ago at this point. And since then, we've grown a ton. We're now in LA, San Fran, New York, Chicago, Boston, DC, and as of May, we're in Philly.
Woohoo! So what would you say sets 3-Day Rule apart from other dating websites or dating programs? Like, what do you guys do specifically that works so well that you're spreading to all of these cities?
So I think it really comes down to the people. We really have a lot of integrity. We take a lot of pride in what we do, and we work really, really closely hand-in-hand with our clients. We meet them over coffee at first. We get to know them really well, get to know the ins and outs of who they are and what they're looking for.
So that in itself is kind of unique. Normally, you fill out a profile.
Absolutely. You know? Everything is in person.
Yeah.
So as I said, that alone makes it a little bit more comfortable.
What kind of questions do you ask on that first meeting?
Oh, my gosh. We ask everything from how important religion is to you, to where you want to be in 5 years, to how important your career is to you, to things as simple as hobbies and interests and passions. And I mean, we really just want to understand the ins and outs of every person we meet, because at the end of the day, on paper isn't what's going to help you find your partner, right? It's all those intangibles. And so we like to say we really want to get to know people off paper.
And how long is the process? Like, what would beginning to end look like?
Sure. So most of our clients come on for either a 3-month or a 6-month membership with us.
All right, so you're really committed. That
is a long time. So it's nice because we're both committed, right? So the member is really committed. It's an emotional commitment. It's a financial commitment. And we're really emotionally committed as well. So we're not just, you know, one and done. We really want to get to know people. And after every date, they're going to come back to us and tell us what they thought, what worked, what didn't work, what can we do differently. You know, they might be able to articulate better after a first date through us what works for them than they were before they started dating through 3-Day Rule.
So if you're just joining us, this is Been Around Philly. I am Kristen, and we are speaking today with Erica Kaplan. She is a senior matchmaker at 3-Day Rule, a modern take on matchmaking. It's this new matchmaking service that has come to Philadelphia. It's in a bunch of different other cities. 3dayrule.com is the website. But Erica's kind of given us the lowdown on 3-Day Rule and why it's different than most dating sites in having a matchmaker. And it does just kind of sound like having a matchmaker is like having a friend help you to find the person that's right for you, but without actually having one of your friends or family members meddling in your relationships.
Totally. But what's nice is we are a friend too, but we have just a really, really large network.
Yeah.
That I don't know that anyone that's not a matchmaker can really claim to have.
You're not in danger of really running into that person
exactly.
in every social
exactly.
event.
And I think that's the nice thing about having a matchmaker in Philly, too. I think Philadelphia is a really fragmented city. It's a huge city filled with amazing, busy professionals, and we are a service for busy professionals. But they don't really know where to go to meet people because they tend to kind of run in the same circles and mm-hmm. you kind of feel like you know everyone that you're going to meet and yeah. you frequent the same bars and you kind of stick to your neighborhood like any
really
big
do.
City.
Yeah.
So my job is to really make sure I'm covering all of the territory so I can introduce people, you know, who live in the suburbs to people who live in the city and people who live in the Fairmont part of the city to the people who live in Bella Vista.
Your soulmate could be 20 minutes away from you and you
just
you'll
never run into her. Exactly.
So you start with this coffee shop meeting where you really get to know the person, your client. And then what's the next step?
So we'll start with coffee, really learn the ins and outs of who this person is, where they've been, a lot about their relationship history and where they kind of see themselves going in the next few years. Do they want marriage? Do they just want commitment? Do they want kids? Are they comfortable dating someone who doesn't want kids?
And if someone isn't a part of 3-day rule, but might be a great match, I saw something on the website that was like, invite friends, where you
yes.
write out to your friends, say, I think you'd be great for this.
So there are two ways to go about working with 3-day rule. There is the client route where you have me, a Philadelphia matchmaker, proactively searching and meeting people for you and sending the client the people who do make the most sense on and off paper. And then there are the members of the free pool who are the people that we go ahead and match with our paid clients. So either way, you're vetted. We'll never match anyone who hasn't been personally met with and vetted and
neat.
Who hasn't passed our little test, so to speak.
Yeah.
But to be in our free pool basically means that if we ever have a paying male or female client that we think you're a good fit for, we'd be able to reach out and have coffee with you and get to know you and see if you are a good fit. So it's totally free. It's confidential. It takes about 5 minutes to sign up on the site. And basically you're saying, hey, Erica, I'm here. I'm single. I'm looking for something committed.
Yeah.
Let me know if you ever have anyone for me.
And you guys go to great lengths for your clients.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw something where they said that a matchmaker ran like a half marathon because her runner client was into running it and she wanted to meet other runners.
We're pretty kitschy. We're pretty crafty. We're definitely resourceful. I have a couple of clients who are a little bit spiritual right now, so I've been going to Kabbalah lectures for them.
Wow.
We meet people everywhere. I've stopped people on the sidewalk, in a coffee shop, in a hotel lobby. It's definitely the kind of job that you can't really shut off, right?
Yeah.
It almost seems silly to call it a job. I might meet like, I don't know, 10 or 12 people for my client before even sending them that one person that we're actually
wow.
pretty excited about. So we're kind of going on a bunch of bad dates for our client before sending them someone who will most likely be compatible in some way, shape, or form.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Erica Kaplan. She is a senior matchmaker at 3-Day Rule. So 3-Day Rule is a modern matchmaking service that is in a bunch of other cities and just came to Philly in the beginning of May. And you guys do a lot of events throughout the city. You've got one coming up June 23rd. Can you tell us what people can expect and how someone gets into an event like this?
Yeah. So we are having an event June 23rd at Morgan's Pier. It's actually a summer solstice party to celebrate
Ooh.
The beginning of summer and also the launch of 3-Day Rule in Philly.
Does it cost money?
It's free. You can just sign up at www.3dayrule.com. You'll find the event on there. It's a really, really low pressure happy hour. We find that people are much more comfortable in that kind of setting, and it should just be a bunch of really impressive single people looking to meet others.
Well, thank you so much, Erica Kaplan, for coming by the Ben Studios, senior matchmaker at 3-Day Rule, a matchmaking service new to Philadelphia. 3dayrule.com for the website. You can also check out their event, which is June 23rd at Morgan's Pier. Again, all of the info at 3dayrule.com. Thanks a lot, Erica.
Thank you, Kristen.
This episode of Ben Around Philly is sponsored by Expedia.com. With Expedia's last-minute deals, you can go pretty much anywhere you want to go, last minute for less. Visit Expedia for details.
Welcome to the program. It's Marilyn Russell. And yes, shockingly, I'm back at it again talking about wine. And in this case, one of my favorites, a really great guy's in studio with me, Corey Krajcik from Chadsford Winery. Corey's the general manager. I've thoroughly enjoyed my visits to Chadsford Winery. I've just sort of fallen in love with what you guys are all about. And the new 2015 Rosé, incredible.
Thank you.
How did you find your way to Chadsford? What's your background?
So I really took an odd, circuitous circuitous route. 2001, I actually started working for the winery part-time, right out of college, just to learn more about the wine industry.
Were you thinking about becoming a sommelier or just selling?
No, just thinking about drinking more wine, I think. you move from the cheap beer in college to sophistication of your palate. And my wife, my girlfriend at the time, first winery experience ever, much like we see a lot of people that come out to the grounds. Their first experience at a winery is at our property, and we were one of those folks, and just kind of got bit by the bug. Worked on and off for the winery for the better part of a decade or so, and then had the pleasure of coming back on board as the general manager about a year ago.
Such a great property. How long has that building been there, and how long have you been doing what you've been doing?
250 years, dairy barn. The only two things ever made in that barn have been milk products and wine, so it's pretty neat from that perspective. When the winery was started in 1982, the focal point was calling attention to the Mid-Atlantic region, the Mid-Atlantic uplands region, which is our microclimate and terroir, that we can do things in PA. We can make wines in PA that are very specific to our region and our growing conditions, and to call attention to that fact. And so in a lot of ways, the winery served as a trailblazer, creating those relationships with local growers, teaching other people how to get into the wine business. And now you blink your eyes, 40 years passes, and it is...
There's over 100 wineries as part of the Vintage Atlantic Wine Region.
Exactly. Yeah, and it spans, Maryland up through North Jersey and...
PA to the north and south, obviously.
A lot of those formative years were people that came by and wanted to see what was going on. And it was novel to have a winery, obviously, in southeastern Pennsylvania. But, as the industry has changed and new wineries have sprouted up or subsided, depending upon the fluctuations of the industry, it's been a positive thing. I mean, for us, it's, the rising tide raises all ships sort of mentality. And so it only helps us getting recognition and doing away with the stigma that, quality wine can't be made on the East Coast. So it's all a good thing. I mean, the more that the wine movement evolves in this area and better winemakers come on board and want to work on East Coast properties, the more that we grow grapes in the region and realize what can and can't be done on the East Coast, it only helps the industry.
I am curious, Corey, how come no restaurant at Chatsford Winery? I think of it as just such a perfect little spot for a breakfast and lunch, no?
Well, we're exploring some opportunities of having potentially a semi-permanent food truck on the property.
The food trucks are awesome.
Exactly. And that allows us to offer food, have people stay for longer than just a tasting and make a day out of it. If they can basically plan their day so that lunch and a tasting or dinner and a tasting is part of that, the food trucks have filled that gap. The festivals are our entry point for a lot of people because, much like the craft beer movement, millennials comprise such a huge demographic for us now, and a lot of them are interested in buy local. They're interested in craft beer and artisan cocktails and wine to a degree, but they still need that nudge to get to the property. So those events serve as that entry point for them. And once they get there for an event like a food truck festival, we find that they come back because they have a great experience, or all of a sudden they're aware of the fact that, wow, I actually do like wine, or I can enjoy local wine, and they become, hopefully a valued customer of ours after that point. Food trucks have allowed us to sort of bridge the gap and have our cake and eat it too for the time being.
They roll up, they set up, the grill gets fired up, and it's fantastic.
Absolutely.
I get that.
I mean, we still do some events that are focused on pairing the wines with food. Earlier this year, actually last month, we launched our Vintner's Table program, which I'm not sure if you were in the winery and looked to your right-hand side when you come in our main entrance, but we actually have now an 18-person communal table, which we call the Vintner's Table. And it's meant to be a very relaxed communal atmosphere where we do a little bit of wine education, but we do a multi-course pairing. So we have one coming up on June 17th. We did one back in May, and it was wildly successful in the sense that we literally had 10 to 12 people at the table with myself, my wife, our winemaker, one of our local growers, and we just talked wine for 3 hours. And we had this incredible multi-course meal by John Surratt Catering, who's one of our preferred caterers. He came out himself and served everyone, and then it all culminated with a barrel tasting down in our cellar.
Is this open to the public?
It's open to the public.
How do we get in on this action, Corey?
You can go to chadsford.com. We have a page dedicated to Vintner's Table. The next one is a Fuy de culinary, seafood-centric menu that we're going to be doing in June. And then we do different themes throughout the rest of the year.
And also this year, Ben FM, really proud to be partnering with you on the Chadsford Winery Music Series. One next weekend, actually Friday, June 3rd, and coming up July 15th, save the date, and August 12th.
The recipe for us is food trucks, music, wine. And the Friday Night Concerts was actually a program that we had late 90s, early 2000s. We used to do a full Friday Night Concert series, kicking off basically right around Memorial Day and ending during Labor Day. But every Friday night, people could come out. That took a backseat for a while, but we were ready and willing to jump back in. And so this year, again, we're piloting it with 3 weeks for people to get a taste of that. And with the hopes that if they're successful, that we'll roll back into a more formalized schedule going into the 2017 summer season.
Cool. And who are the musical acts?
Brian LePan, Lowercase Blues, John Byrne Band, all local acts, really great acts. We've worked with a number of these guys in the past in various capacities when
Love
we've done other programs.
Brian.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's been a huge advocate of the winery for a long, long time.
And very talented musician.
Absolutely. He's the third. So he's kicking things off.
July 15th, who's performing?
July 15th is Lowercase Blues.
Oh, they're fun too.
Yeah. So, I mean, we try to mix it up, but we want some really fresh new sounds. You know, none of these guys, even though we've worked in different capacities, we've been at events that they played at and done some things. I don't think any of them have been here for a Friday night concert before. And I don't think any of them have even played one of our festivals before. So we're trying to infuse some freshness from that side. Even though we've worked with them outside the winery, they've never been at our space to do something.
Of course, you don't need a reason. You can just pop in. The tasting room is open. What are the hours, Corey?
Seven days a week. So we open our doors at 11 a.m. and we close at 6 during the week. And then on the weekends, we have extended hours. So we'll stay open, past 7 o'clock typically. And then the Friday night concerts, we're rocking until about 9:30.
And you always get a bottle to go.
I mean, one of the things that we always pride ourselves on is making a diverse portfolio of wine. So we have something for everyone. We have very light-bodied dry whites and reds. We have semi-sweets. And then we have the sweet wines for people that maybe just aren't into dry wines. And for us, our mantra is, you drink what you like. I mean, there's really no right or wrong way to enjoy wine. And we try to guide people into the direction that we think that they're going to enjoy the most. So you'll typically find that we'll ask when people come through the doors, well, what do you typically drink? What do you typically like? And that's a starting point. And then if they're adventurous and they want to delve into another area or other, other wines, that we're happy to guide them in that direction.
I'm really glad that many years ago you took your then girlfriend, now wife, over to Chadsford Winery, just sort of like for a date night, got the bug, and here you are all these years later, sharing all the details with the Ben FM audience with regard to Chadsford Winery. Thank you, Corey.
Of course, Marilyn. Thanks so much for having me in.
See y'all summer, buddy.
Sounds good.
95.7 Ben FM. Ben Around Philly.
Good morning. Thanks a lot for listening to Ben Around Philly. This is our show about all things going on in the city of Philadelphia, this great city of ours. I am Kristen, middays on Ben FM. And today on the show, we are actually talking about an organization, Valley Youth House. You may have heard about Valley Youth House. If you haven't, they're doing great things in this city that I'm going to be excited to help tell you about. But also, you might have heard of Couches Don't Count. It's a campaign that they've got going on, and we will dive right into it. But with me today is Valerie Johnson. She is the Assistant Director of Development at Valley Youth House. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Bright and early here. So tell us a little bit about Valley Youth House for anyone that's not familiar. What is Valley Youth House? What do you guys do?
So Valley Youth House's mission is to empower and strengthen the lives of children, youth, and families through inclusive programming that builds resilience and fosters growth and independence.
Now, in plain speak, what do you do on a daily basis?
So day to day in Philadelphia, we are doing independent living programming. So what that means is we're working with youth on a continuum of services. It's everything from a street outreach program that goes out and finds youth who are experiencing homelessness or in need of resources and connects them to a homeless shelter, emergency shelter in Bucks County for youth who need a place to stay tonight. Life skills development programming, so working with youth who are in the foster care system to build the skills they're going to need to become independent when they age out. And housing programs, so for those youth who do experience homelessness, we have rental assistance and case management to help get them back on their feet.
You guys do a lot.
We do.
So that's something that I never really considered, is someone who is in the foster care system when they turn 18 and there's nowhere really for them to go, that this is where you guys can step in.
Yeah. So we have what's called the Achieving Independence Center. That's a one-stop shop for youth in foster care. So starting at age 14, youth in care can come into the center and they have a coach who does one-on-one case management with them. And they also can participate in life skills development programming. So we have everything from budgeting and financial skills and housing and employment courses all the way through a partnership with Mural Arts that does arts programming, and the Scratch Academy comes in and does DJ classes. So it's a lot of cool stuff, and it's really neat that the youth can come in and learn everything in one place as opposed to having to go out to all these different agencies individually.
They're learning things that they're interested in, and they're also learning how to be independent and doing it in a fun way. That's really nice.
Yeah, experiential education is huge for us. So learning by doing, really kind of getting in there and doing things as a way of learning.
How long have you been around Valley Youth House?
So Valley Youth House started as a homeless shelter in the Lehigh Valley in 1973.
Oh, okay.
And we've had programming in the greater Philadelphia area for a little over 10 years.
All right. And something like in the last 5 years, you have placed 111 gay youth into apartments.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about the percent of a percentage and how this homelessness affects gay youth in a much larger way.
Sure. So our Pride program is a housing program specifically for homeless LGBT youth. Those are the only qualifications needed to get into the program aside from age, which is 18 to 21. And what we're seeing, and this is a nationwide statistic, 40% of youth experiencing homelessness identify as LGBT, which is hugely disproportionate to the general population, which is between 7 and 10%, depending on what study you look at. So it's a huge disparity.
Yeah. And a lot of that, I would guess, is just they grow up in, you know, maybe a religious household or just parents with strong or just maybe old fashioned beliefs. And then they come out or recognize that they are gay and the parents kick them out.
It happens more frequently than you would think.
I like that you have a new campaign spreading the word about this. It's called Couches Don't Count. And so some of us have seen couches in Rittenhouse Square and around the city. Tell us about Couches Don't Count.
So Couches Don't Count is an awareness campaign that we started because we're finding that homeless youth, and particularly LGBT homeless youth, are an invisible population. So they're not the typical homeless individual that you would see on the street sleeping on the corner or being sheltered by a building outside.
Right.
They're couch hopping. So they're going from friend to friend. Sometimes it's a friendly acquaintance. Sometimes it's a not so friendly acquaintance, but at least it's not outside on the streets. So in order to bring awareness to this issue, we decided to physically take a couch to the streets and put it in the places where you would normally expect to see someone experiencing homelessness to help raise awareness for what's going on and the disproportionate rate of homeless youth who identify as LGBT.
And do you normally have people out there explaining what it's about?
We do. We'll have our staff, of course, who are always with the couch, but we also have a lot of youth who participate in the campaign because they love to tell their stories and really get the word out there about what they've experienced and how people can help them.
Which I can imagine would be that much more impactful.
Yes.
I thought that was really interesting. I was reading an article about this, that young people in general, when they're without a home, they don't consider themselves homeless.
Right.
Because they have friends and they can go couch to couch. And so I would imagine even finding the statistics is pretty difficult.
It is. It's tough. We lead the youth count in Philadelphia every year. So what we found through the annual point in time count is that when counting older adult individuals, you're not reaching that youth population. So in 2013, they counted one person under the age of 24 in the entire city of Philadelphia experiencing homelessness, which we know is not true.
Right.
So Valley Youth House came together with other youth serving agencies to really revamp what that looks like. So we now do the youth count quarterly instead of annually. We started doing electronic surveys as opposed to paper surveys. We go out at different times of the day to different locations, really trying to target that youth population. So to prove that there are actually more than one young person experiencing homelessness across the city.
When you say that this type of population, especially young, gay, and homeless,
yep,
is invisible, like you're sort of right. It, they're hard to find. So do you have trouble even letting them know that you're out there? I mean, if you can't find them, can they find you?
Yeah, we have a little bit of trouble, although we have some wonderful partners. So the Attic Youth Center is an amazing partner. It's a drop-in center for LGBT youth. So a lot of times they will be referring into our program. So as they get to know youth coming into their programs who maybe are experiencing homelessness, they can refer them in.
Nice.
And similarly, the Mazzoni Center, which does health services for the LGBT community, refers to us a lot depending on youth coming into their program and how they're experiencing.
Do you take volunteers? Are you looking for people to come and help the cause?
Yes, we do. We actually are going to do another round of Couches Don't Count events coming up. They'll be from June 7th to June 12th.
Okay.
So it's going to be a mixture of pop-up events. So the 7th and the 8th, Tuesday and Wednesday, will be out across the city in different locations like the Constitution Center, right off of Rittenhouse Square at Barnes & Noble, places like that. And the 9th, 10th, and 11th will actually be at the Trans Health Conference, which is an international conference happening at the Convention Center. So if you plan to be there, please stop by. We will be exhibiting at the conference with the couch. And then Philly Pride Festival is Sunday, June 12th. So we will be there as well. And we would love to have volunteers for any of those opportunities.
Okay. So not only go out and see you if you're available to help volunteer. Mm-hmm. So how can they contact you?
ValleyYouthHouse.org is probably the easiest way. If you need to call us, it's 215-925-3180 or valleyyouthhouse.org.
All right. And can they also on the website find details on all of those events?
Yes. If you go to the website, you'll be able to search, or you can go to valleyyouthhouse.org/couches. valleyyouthhouse.org/couches.
And you, I assume, have a Facebook, Instagram, that sort of stuff as well.
We do. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So any of those places you can find us as well.
All right. And obviously, you will accept monetary donations, I would guess.
Of course.
But something that I thought was pretty unique about you guys, or at least to me, it was the first time that I'd seen an organization like yours, where you're not-for-profit and you're working really hard, use Amazon Wishlist.
Yes. We love Amazon Wishlist.
Yeah. You do it well. And when you're then donating, you don't feel like you're just giving away $50 and you don't know where it's headed. Mm-hmm. Like, you can buy someone a jacket or anything that they need. And I saw toiletries is one of the things. So where can they find that list if they just search Valley Youth House on Amazon?
Yeah. So you can go to Amazon, Amazon's wish list page, and search for Valley Youth House, or you can find the link through our website. It's scattered in on our website as well. And we have a couple different lists. So there's one hygiene product list that's going towards Youth Count. So when we're finding and counting youth experiencing homelessness, we give them hygiene product kits. We also need move-in kits, especially for our Pride youth. So youth in the Pride program, when they move into an apartment, they have nothing. So no furniture, no household goods, anything like that.
Right.
So we have a wish list for all of those things as well. So something as simple as cleaning products could make a huge difference for somebody who just moved into their very first apartment and wants to keep it clean.
And when you do set them up with an apartment, you're not just like, all right, see ya.
Oh, no.
I mean, you set them up, you help them with furniture. Mm-hmm. And I saw it, you paid like first and last month's rent, security deposit, like those things that, like, hey, I might be able to cover a monthly rent, but just getting into that apartment is really hard sometimes. It's a big chunk of cash.
It makes a huge difference. And the benefit of being in the housing programs is that for the time that you're in the program, we're covering rent for you. So that is a time where you can start to save and hopefully be able to build a little bit of a nest egg. So that way, when the rental assistance runs out, you'll be able to remain in that same apartment and we can just transfer the lease to you and you can stay.
Well, check out all of the details at valleyyouthhouse.org. See how you can help. Thank you so much, Valerie Johnson, for coming on Been Around Philly and really for all that you do with Valley Youth House.
Thank you so much for having us. We're so appreciative of the opportunity to get the word out there.
This episode of Been Around Philly is sponsored by Expedia.com. With Expedia's last-minute deals, you can go pretty much anywhere you want to go, last minute for less. Visit Expedia for details. This has been Been Around Philly, produced by 95.7 Ben FM. Been Around Philly airs weekly or hear it anytime you feel like on demand on your desktop or mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.